You're listening to Investify, preaching financial independence and assisting investors to achieve a more flexible and free lifestyle through smart financial planning and real estate investing. If leaving the corporate world and jumping into this thriving industry is what you desire, tune in and listen to stories of like-minded individuals who made the leap to financial independence.
What's up, everyone? It is another episode of Invest to Friday with Allie Garcet, or Allie the Agent, on all social media. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about a specific property that's listed on the market here in Tucson, Arizona. So in case you know of anyone that is looking to purchase or house hack, because I'm going through the house hacking numbers on this one in Tucson, Arizona, this episode is for you. If you know of anyone that is considering moving to Tucson, I am more than happy to talk to them. I talk to people moving every single day. That's my meat and potatoes, is people relocating to Tucson, helping them with the numbers as far as, first of all, narrow down the location of where they're looking for, depending on their lifestyle, and getting them into a house. Oh, might as well throw my number in here too. My phone number is area code 914-318-4918. That is the easiest way. That's my personal cell phone number that I am giving out right now. Or if Instagram is easier for you, or you prefer that for some reason, then I am always there on that too. That is Allie the Agent, spelled A-L-I, the Agent, with some underscores in between there. So in this episode, I'm going over the numbers of what a specific property is going to look like in Tucson. This is actually the house that I have listed on the market. It's the house that I used to live in, but I never analyzed it for house hacking, because it's not something that my wife ever let me do. Still a work in progress. If you guys have any tips, you know what? Go hit her up. But anyway, while we lived in this property, it's a 3-bed, 2-bath house with a pool in the backyard, completely finished landscape in the back. We put like quite a pretty penny into the backyard. We had only ever lived there for like us ourselves, because what my wife and I do is we move into a property for 1 year and then we move out and that's it. So sometimes we do some updates, which in this case we did for the backyard. But now that it's on the market, I'll go through the numbers. So if you want to follow along, you can also look this up. The address is 4712 North Palisade Drive. And that's Palisade. I feel like no one ever really knows how to spell that, so I'll spell it out for you. It's P like Papa, A-L-I-S like Sam, A-D-E Drive. And that's in Tucson, spelled T-U-C-S-O-N, which a lot of people lovingly call Tucson, Tucson, Arizona. Zip code is 85749. So this is a 3-bed, 2-bath, pool in the backyard. It has a carport, because in that area, you're coming across a lot of homes that are a little bit older. So in Tucson, you'll see that the new construction will always have garages, but older construction will have, and I'm talking older, this is a 1964 build. That's what we consider old in Tucson. They have carports. So in that area, it's like a sleepier vibe, and so it has a lot of carports. It has a pretty big lot, too. Generally speaking, for Tucson, I say big because it's comparatively speaking, especially compared to the new builds in Tucson right now. Wouldn't be surprised if me speaking right now, if my neighbor could hear this. I definitely hear him playing the keyboard, and at least he plays the keyboards and not the drums. But anyway, it's a nice lullaby when he plays the keyboard. So going back to this property, I'm going to go through the numbers, okay? So $490,000 price point. So we'll assume that's the purchase price. If you put, say, 5% down payment, currently right now the interest rates are around, let me look this up again, 6.8% as of today. And today I'm recording this November 6th, 2023. That's 6.8%, of course, depending on your credit, for VA loan and FHA. So it's just a little bit more, slightly in the sevens for conventional loans. Again, that's mid-November 2023. That means that the principal and the interest for this property, 4712 North Palisade, would be roughly $3,200 a month. The insurance is around $1,300 for the year. The taxes, and I recently made a video on cost of living in Tucson, Arizona, and property taxes, I gave it a big thumbs up because the property taxes are very low, comparatively speaking, in Tucson for already established homes. We're looking at 0.5%, 0.6% as far as average goes for already established homes. So the taxes are just shy of $2,300 for the year. That's $2,300 for the year for a $500,000 price point home. So altogether, that makes the PITI roughly $3,500 a month, slightly shy of that, I believe. But speaking whole numbers here, $3,500 a month. Then, of course, what other utilities and fire protection, pest control, and even though we have a lot of decorative rock, which I think and makes Tucson look a little ugly because I miss the color green, I will not lie, there is some still landscaping to do, mainly because of the weed stuff. I think you'll definitely want quarterly pest control up in that area. And I know, I think, because I live there. So that'll, altogether, that'll be around an extra $400 a month. And so that brings you to around $3,900. But again, to round up, make it even more conservative, we're looking at $4,000 a month all in. So that might sound like a lot, right? I will beg to differ. I would say that's wrong because if you house hack it, I wish that I house hacked this property. So here we go. House hacking numbers. If you wanted to rent out one of the bedrooms, again, it's a 3-bedroom house. If you wanted to rent one of them out long-term, just one bedroom, it would go, I just looked at the numbers, it would go for $800 a month, one bedroom. Again, if you wanted to rent out 2 bedrooms, then that would be $1,600 a month, less in expenses that you would have to pay every single month. So it depends on if you're going to be moving in you yourself or you and one other could share one bedroom. Of course, doing a Craig Kerlop style, if you wanted to rent out all 3 bedrooms and live in the kitchen, then that add another $800 that you're saving a month there. That's long term. Now, short term slash midterm, I looked up because short term rentals took a 50% decrease in occupancy. I just looked up the Airbnb numbers for midterm. So I looked it up on Airbnb for that specific for renting out a room in that specific neighborhood. Again, zip code is 85749. You're looking at monthly rent of about $46 a night. So pretty much meaning $1,380, almost $1,400 a month for 1 bedroom, if you wanted to rent it out per bedroom. So that's $1,400. Again, if you wanted to, if you could live in 1 bedroom, or you and your spouse, or you and whoever else, and you wanted to rent out the other 2 bedrooms, then you're looking at $2,600 a month that you are saving every single month, meaning that you would be only paying out of pocket with all the utilities $1,200. Now, of course, I also mentioned that there is a really decent size pool in the backyard as well. I do have to mention that it's not heated. As of right now, the good months to jump in a pool, again, at the time of the recording, November 6th, 2023, today it's going to be a high of 94 degrees. Yesterday was a high of 93 degrees. I was outside for maybe 5 minutes yesterday. I was like, I still can't take it. It's still too hot. So I went back inside because I was sweating. The point of that is that it is definitely still pool time and we are entering mid-November. However, it's not always pool time. Being that pool is not heated, you could always just pay for it to be heated too. I never got a quote on that, so I don't even want to pretend to know how much that would be, but I don't think it's all that much. The months that you cannot get into the pool, and by me, that I wouldn't get into a pool, people definitely still do, I would say December, January, and February. Again, because the sun is still so strong here that in November, you can definitely still jump in and it's refreshing because it's hot as crap outside still. But in December, that is when it becomes a little bit more of a dramatic cold that we have here. It might be in like the 40s, 50s during the day. Meanwhile, that pool is, I think, cold. But again, I'm a pansy, so take everything with a grain of salt. All of this to say, you can also rent out the pool. Say you didn't want to have roommates and you didn't even want to rent out one of those bedrooms, let alone 2. If you haven't heard of Swimply, like swim, S-W-I-M-P-L-Y, Papa Lima Yankee. Swimply.com, that's a way for you to rent out pretty much anything. Check out that website if you haven't already. I always wanted to do this, but again, happy wife is I have a life, so I wasn't able to rent out the pool. But I looked it up, Swimply, for renting a pool. If you wanted to rent out just the pool, you could rent that out between $50 an hour, 50, to $75 an hour. So if you wanted to not deal with any roommates and not do house hacking, of course, which would give you the biggest bang for your buck, you could also rent it out on Swimply for, let's say, let's go in between there, for being conservative, for $65 an hour. And so what would that entail? Typically, people aren't going to rent a pool just for 1 hour. I guess they could, but chances are usually they're going to want to do it on when they have more time to kill, right? Because there's like a barbecue grill in the backyard, or you could add that yourself too. So roughly saying between 3 to 4 hours for each like pool, what do you call it, session, I guess, at $65 an hour. if you wanted to rent it out every weekend or maybe even every other weekend, but let's just say 5 hours a week, that would be an extra $325. So if you wanted to do 5 hours every weekend, rent it out every Saturday or Sunday, or even while you're at work, or say you even work from home, but it doesn't bother you that a stranger is outside in the pool in the backyard, $325 times four. So $325 being like one pool session, right? Like a couple of hours, 3 to 4 hours, times 4 days a week, that would be saving between $1,300 a month to $1,600 a month. So again, if you didn't want to have any roommates, you could take off $1,600 off of your total of $4,000 a month. And that would bring your cost of living to pretty low, especially in Tucson with a nice pool in a great neighborhood. And of course, my definition of great is might be different from your definition of great. So always check crime maps so that way you know exactly where you're headed. So go again, the address is 4712 North Palisade Drive. Check that against a crime map and that way you know. And I also had some other notes here. Oh, HOA. HOA is so popular in Tucson, that property does not have any HOA. So you don't have to worry about any of the things that you normally have to worry about with HOAs because HOAs can be a pain. But say that you were cool with having the entire 3-bedroom house to yourself, no roommates. At that point, your expenses would be about $3,000 a month. And if you wanted to rent out that pool during the cold months as well, that's increased revenue there. Or I guess you could even frame it to where if people wanted to have a cold plunge, they could just jump in your pool that's unheated because cold plunge is the new rage right now. That's the expense that you'd be looking at the first year, the income that you'd be looking at just the first year. Of course, over time, property values increase, rents typically increase. Although I will say rents in Tucson decreased 16%. In 2023 compared to last year. To make it easier, in 2022, they went up 17%. In 2023, they went down 16%. So what does that mean? We are 1% above what we were at in 2021. They have taken a little bit of a decrease, but the numbers that I said were the numbers that are reflective as of today. So if you are interested, let me know. Again, my phone number is 914-318-4918. If you like this type of episode, I'm more than happy to send you some other properties, do a deep dive into other specific properties in or around Tucson. We also have a lot of suburbs in the area too. And Craig said a few Friday episodes ago, this would be an asymmetric bet where you're betting the least amount of money and getting the highest amount of ROI. Again, house hacking will always beat but house hacking wins majority of the time. So if you have a spouse or if you're solo, I wish I did more of this when I was solo. But if you have a spouse that's on board, then it's definitely something to look into. So you can find me on Allie the Agent and hope you enjoyed today's episode. Would love to hear back from you. If you have not left us a rating or a review, please do so. And see you next time.
That's it for this episode of Investify. We hope that these nuggets of real estate wisdom lead to more savvy financial planning and a clearer path towards financial freedom. For more content like this, subscribe to the show at investify.com. Don't forget to leave a rating and share it with your friends. Together, we can transform more real estate newbies into successful and clever investors. Thank you so much for listening. See you on the next one.